down in the ground of the Mishkan. It's enough Ashiyiyah, as long as it's there. So now we ask, guys, the Pasuk says though, the Karka HaMishkan. So on this Issa, then you just says, you know what the Pasuk means to include? What it says, Karka HaMishkan. Lovi Karka Shiloi Noivi Given of Esalamim. Not only in the Mishkan itself, in the Midbar, but even in Shiloi Noivi Given of Esalamim, also you could make the Meisaitu over there. Like Rashi says, the Karka HaMishkan Lamayosa. What do we do with the word the Karka HaMishkan? Since you're telling me now, Ashayiya, as long as it's brought inside, you don't have to put it on the Karka itself. So this is when Yudi says that comes to include Karka Beis Olamim.
Yes.
Right. Rashi says Zika Chidushir is the Karka Beis Olamim from the Beis Hamikdash. Shloi Toima, don't say Mishkan Emma, V'loi Mikdash. Maybe it's only good in the Mishkan and not in the Beis Hamikdash, Shev Yerushalayim. Therefore, that's what the Pasuk says, the Karka HaMishkan means even in the Beis Hamikdash also is good. So that's the way Issi ben Yehuda learns, that when you bring the dirt from outside in, you do not have to put it down on the floor, as long as it's inside. The Pasuk says, the Karka HaMishkan, that comes to include even the Beis Hamikdash also is good. That's what Issi ben Yehuda says. Isi ben Menachem Oimer, and I sarach, I don't need a pasuk, Rashi says, L'rabbi is Beis Yolomin. I do not need this pasuk to include the karka of the Beis Hamikdash. Because treat it good. Oma, I'll tell you like this. Oma b'tumakala. Madach by tumakala. Rashi says that means, Likones b'tumas aguf l'migdash. If a person is tomei, then he's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. Sheina b'mises bezdin. You don't get Mrs. Beznella Chorus. If a person that's Tomei goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he's Chayav Chorus. Still, we say what lechalak akosiv. Bein Migdash leMishkan, shenemru bepashas paraduma. Shnei tsukim ki es Mikdash Hashem Timei. Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, then we have this law. You can't go into the Mishkan or to the Beis Hamikdash. So madich by Tumakala, that is only a Chayav Chorus. Still, the Gemara says what? Lechalak akosiv. The Pasuk does not make any difference between the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, like Rashi says, we have to psukim. If so, the Tumas Eishas Ish Chamura, here the Pasha of a Soita, that it's a more chama, more strict halacha, because over here, if she has this nus, she's Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. An Eishas Ish that lives with another man is Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. If so, the Koshchein, for sure there should be no difference between the karka of the Mishkan or the karka of the Beis Hamikdash. For sure the two halachas should be equal. So therefore, Isi ben Menachem says in Cain, Matam Loma Bekarka Mishkan. If so, for what purpose does the Pasuk say, Mekarka HaMishkan? So on this the answer is, Shalayovi Mitoch Kuposoi. You should not bring it, Mitoch Kuposoi, Rashi says, Otoch Kli, Vikonis Lachel. Ella mikarkisav yito. Now you should not take it from your basket, but rather you have to take it from the ground, from the kark itself. V'yemeinshom. Let's say there's no ground in the Mishkan. Is yovi you should bring from outside v'niachshom, and you have to put it down on the ground first. V'yachakach yitlenu, and then you'll take it. V'niskayim ashayiyav v'niskayim mikarka k'rashinim liel. Zafril atoni yachi. So the kids said, that's the machlekes there between Isi ben Menachem and Isi ben Yehudi. Isi ben Menachem learns that, like we learned before, that the Pasuk, the Karka HaMishkan, means that even if you bring dirt from outside, you have to first put it down on the ground of the Mishkan, or on the ground of the Beis Hamikdash, and then you can pick it up and put it into the Kli Cheres. So that's the Machlokes. If you bring ground from outside, according to Isi ben Yehuda, you do not have to put it down in the Karka. It's enough to take it in and put it straight into the Kli Cheres. The Pasuk says, the Karka HaMishkan, he says that comes to include even the Karka of the Beis Hamikdash. And Isin ben Menachem says, no, we do not need a Pasuk for that. So then, what do we do with the Pasuk of Karka HaMishkan? It means exactly the way it says, that the offer, the dirt, even if you bring it from outside, you have to first put it down in the Mishkan, or in the Beis Hamikdash. Iboy Lihu, I have a question like this now. Iboy Lihu. Ein shom offer, if I can't find any dirt, no dirt inside, no dirt outside. Mal sheyitein eifer. Can I use ashes? Is ashes good to be used for the mei asoita? So the verse is like this.
Ali v'divei sharma loy tiburla. According to Beis Sharma Shita by Kisei Hadam, there's no question that for sure it's no good. The Yamri that they say by Kisei Hadam even, loy metzinu efer shekori offer. I never found anywhere that ashes is called dirt. Like we know there's a mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, when you shecht an oif, a bird, when you shecht a chaya, the blood has to drip into offer, and you have to cover it on top with offer. So Beis Sharma says you can only use dirt, but you could not use ashes. Beis Sharma says, I never found anywhere that ashes is called dirt. So according to him, Pshita, you cannot use ashes for the Mei Saita. Here also it says, offer. It says, Umina offer Asheyi of the Kakarai Mishkan. But Titi Bolach, where do I have a question? Ali b'de Basil, according to Basil, I have the question. The Amri that they say, Bakisi Adam. Metzinu Eife, Shekori offer. Yes, they hold that ashes is good for Kisi Adam. That we found already ashes is cold like dirt. If so, my, what's going to be the luck over here by Mei Saita? Is it enough to put ashes, or the Adafka have to have dirt? I forgot the Yikri offer, even though usually ashes is cold dirt, but maybe Hocha the Kaka HaMishkan Siv. Maybe here the Pasuk says, like we said, Ashiyah the Kaka HaMishkan. So maybe it means Dafka dirt here and not ashes. Or Dilma, maybe no. Hide the Kaka Mishkon, the Kadisi ben Yuduk Lisi ben Menachem Udiyosi. Maybe it comes like we had before. The Kaka Mishkon, the Pasuk says it means, according to Isi ben Yehuda, that even in the Beis Hamikdash is good. Or else, according to Isi ben Menachem, just says, if you would take, let's say, ashes from outside, you would have to first put it down in the ground. But maybe who was in ashes is good? So that's our question. Does Kaka Mishkon, according to Beis Hillel, mean the Dafka has to be dirt and not ashes? Or maybe no, maybe ashes is also good for the Meis Saita. Either Pasuk says Bekaka Mishkan, that means either that you Bedavka have to bring it in and put it down on the ground if you want to use ashes, or else maybe it means even in the Beis Hamikdash. But maybe you want ashes is good according to Beis Hillel. Alright, turn over. So this Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. The Yomer Reb Yechanan Mishum Reb Yishmoel. V'shloisha mekaynes, three places, ha'alocha, the ha'alocha l'moshe misinai, oikeves mikra ha'Torah, like uproots a pasuk in the Torah. In other words, without the ha'alocha l'moshe misinai, when you learn the chumash, the pasuk, you think one way. Now, because of the ha'alocha l'moshe misinai, it uproots pshan the pasuk, and it's different. Where are the three cases? Omra Torah biyofer. The Torah says biyofer v'ha'alocha b'chol davar. And really the ha'alocha is, b'chol davar, anything is good. Rashi says, "Lini kisi adam for lohich shadav racher." The Torah says he has to make the kisi adam b'offer. For halacha and halacha l'moshim sinai is b'chol davar. Rashi says, "Hamagadol tzmachim, anything that you could grow in, kigoyin v'yazenayich v'yasid v'yacharsis levena shekotches. Even earthly kelim that you crack up again, you grind them up again, make them into sort of dust like. If you could grow things there, you could use it for a kisi adam." This is one case, we'll soon see. It doesn't say Saita, that's going to be the Kasha. But one of the three halachas is by the offer we need for Kisi Adam. Even though the Torah says dirt, we say it's lav dafka dirt. Vaita ha-Torah amru betar. The Torah says you have to use a razor by a mitzvah, and the halacha b'chol davar, and the halacha is lav dafka or razor. Anything could be used to give it a hiccup. Ha-Torah amru sefer. The Torah says when you want to give a get, it says, then you get creases, because of the sefer creases. It says, lashon of a sefer, which is masma dafka sefer. And balocha, the locha is, b'chol davar, you can write together on anything. Lav dafka klaf, anything you can write on, even though Rashi says, ale shazayis, even an olive leaf, or else on paper, you could write to get. So even though the pasuk says sefer, the locha l'moshim sinai, says not like that. So these are the three places. Now the question is, the Yemis, if you hold, like we're saying now, that by Saiter also, you don't only need dirt. It's enough to use ashes. If so, Lechoshev Namihai, why don't we include here Mei Saiter? Now the Pasuk says clearly, Mei Ofar, Umina Ofar, and you want to tell me now even ashes is also good. So Chorasaraya know that here by Mei Saiter, you Badafka need dirt and not ashes. Samar says, no, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, Tana V'Shayir. True, it says these three, but it leaves out some.
So Gemara asks, my shayir v'hai shayir. Usually we don't say it only leaves over one thing. If it leaves over, it leaves over a few things. So you want to say it left out, meisaita. But what else did it leave out to say that it leaves out things? So Gemara says, shayir mitzayra. It left out halacha by mitzayra also. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, for ho yevayir mashvi, on the seventh day, yegalach es kol saroi. He should, mitzayra has to shave off all his hair. Klal, mashmol is here. Then the pasuk says, as roishoy of his head, be as the corner of his beard, be as gabbas end of his eyebrows. Is prat, mashmol is these things. Then, be as kol saroi, it says again, be as kol saroi, yegalach. Chozar, it repeats itself. So it comes out to klal. Chozar klal makes the klal a general rule. So we darshan klal a pratu klal. It says first the klal, everything, then only these three, then everything. Is the atadana klal elokena prat. There has to be something like the prat. Ma prat, just like these three things. Mefurish, makam tinusar, it's a place that has a lot of hair, on your head, on your beard or on your eyebrows. Venira, and you could see it, it could be seen this hair, is afko makam tinusar, any part of the body that has hair growing there, venira, and it has to be seen also. So, my ribu, what do we include? What other type of hair has to be shaved off? Ribu, say haraglayim. The hair of your feet, it also could be seen. But my meat, what does it exclude? Which hair do you not have to shave off? Miyat the beis hashechi, from under your arms. Since that hair is not seen, usually your arm, you cover it, so that you don't have to shave off. Udekule gufe, and the rest of your body. But the rest of the body, the kula gufa, but the rest of the body that's covered up that you don't see. The Gemara says, though, but v'hilchus, so what's the loch of Moshe Sinai? Not sure it means that the kula gufa means it's not seen, or else it means other parts of the body that you don't have an abundance of hair. It's not a kinos, a lot of hair. But v'hilchus, so the loch is, though, megaleya kidlas. So we have to shave him off, mamish, very smooth, mamish like a pumpkin. In other words, we have to shave off all the hair of the body. It's not, we learn like this. If you want to go around the mitzvah, mavi atar akol b'saroi. You have to take a tar, the razor, over his whole body. So you see, you have to shave off completely. So that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, different than the pasuk. So therefore, it's mishayu this also. So therefore, it's not a kasha to say, it was also mishayu saita. Well, Ketani Sefer says at the end of here, well, b'yoy ma'ashvi, megalcha tegalacha shniya, kegalachas rishayna. On the seventh day, the mitzvah has to take a second haircut, the same way they took the first time. So you see, there's also a case that the halacha uproots the pasuk. So now again, we say Tana v'shay. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Tikachoshiv halacha oikeves mikro. I tell you now, these three things only want to tell us when the halacha Moshe Sinai uproots the pasuk. Ho oikeves midrabonanhi. Here it's only oikev midrabonan. I tell you over here. The Baruch Hashem is only like a limud. It's not really often a pasuk. It's only from a limud. That's only where it uproots it. It's different. But over here, it adds on to what the Torah says. You're not going against the Torah. Like the Torah only says you have to shave off parts of the hair, parts of the body, not all the hair of the body. The halacha of Moshe Sinai comes to add on more than what it says. So that's not called it's uprooting the Torah. Therefore, again, it could be mitzvah is not called extra. So therefore, the only one to be extra is saita that we don't say. So this should be a proof to say that by saita the loch is, you cannot use ashes. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Tes Zayin Nomer Aleph. Again, the last shiloh we had was, the shiloh we had by Mei Saita, we know the loch is, the plastic says, Umin ha'ofer ha'sheyir b'karka mishko n'yikach ha'koyin v'nosan alamayim. That l'chatchino the mitzvah is to take the dirt that's in the karka of the mishkan and put some dirt in this mayim for the meisaita. Now the last shaila we have is, what's going to be the loch if you don't have dirt? Can you use ashes or not? If a person uses ashes, the koyin wants to put ashes, afer for the meisaita, is that good or not? And we said the shaila was according to Beis Hillel. So if it says by the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, even though l'chatchila you're supposed to use ofo, you're supposed to use dirt, but we say over there if you use ashes, you're also in the kind of the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. So you see, ashes is also good for dirt. So the question is, what about this mitzvah of Nei Soitom? When the pasuk says, I take mikarka hamishkan, does it mean vadavka the karka? Or maybe Eshin is also included. Last Gemara wanted to say, I wanted to bring a rabbi over again, Toshima, the Amr Rav Yechanan, on 10 lines down. The Amr Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shmuel, Vishloisha Mekoymes, Halocha, Kevis Mikro. Three places do we say the Halocha, Moshe Misinai, like takes away from the Poshup Shad and the Pasuk in Chumash. Mikra Torah. HaTorah Rav HaTorah says, Be Ofer, Halocha B'chol Dover. It says by Kisi Adam, you're supposed to cover the blood with Ofer, and the Halocha Moshe Misinai is with anything is good, anything that you could grow in it. HaTorah Amra Vitar. By a mitzvah, he's supposed to use a tar to make the haircut. V'alocha b'chol dover, you can use anything to make the haircut with. Hateru amru a sefer, it says by a get, to use the cost of law sefer creases, which is mashm only a klaf, a parchment. V'alocha b'chol dover, and alocha is no, you can write a get on anything. So these are three places that alocha l'moshim Sinai, like uproots what it says in the Torah. Now the question is, v'yemisa, if you want to tell me now, that by mei soita, you could use ashes, you should put this case in also. The Torah says to use, may offer, take from dirt, and you want to tell me now, it's a lawful Moshe Messina like, that you could use ashes. Sakam is not one of the cases. So this would be a proof that you cannot use ashes. That's why we want to bring a proof here, that ashes you cannot use. Samara says, no, I'll tell you a ton of Ashayir. I'll tell you really, maybe Saita also you could use ashes. How come the Bryce here doesn't put in this case? It leaves out a few cases. So Mar said to so, my shire, the high shire. What else does it leave out? Usually you don't only leave out one thing. So Mar says, yes, it's shire mitzvah. It leaves over the loch of a mitzvah. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, this is by the second tegalachas. We know by a mitzvah, when his neger goes away, he takes one haircut, and then he waits 7 days, and then after 7 days, he takes a second haircut. So it says by the second haircut, it says, yigalachas kol sarai, cut off all the hair. Klal mashma all the hair. Then the pasuk says, "Es roishav, yes, akornav, yes, gabaseinov." Mashma the hair on the head, on your beard, and on your eyebrows. Prat only these three things. Then the pasuk says, "Yes, kol sari galeach chozer klal." It's a klal again, everything. So the klal is the way we dash, and yes, klal a prat a klal iatadal elkeina prat. It has to be something like the prat itself. What does these prat and these three things mean? Ma prat mefurish mokim kinasar. It's a place that a lot of hair grows there, like on your hair, or on your beard, or on your eyebrows. Venira, also these three places you could see. Is afko mokim kinasar has a lot of hair growing there. Venira, you could see. Now, ma ribi, what does it include? Ribu seher raglayim. The seher by the raglayim, that's also a lot of hair. And Rashi says seher raglayim means by the mokim erva. That's what it means. Yes, the mokim. Means by the Mokum Erva, there you have a lot of hair. It's Konis for Mokum Echa, that's a lot of hair there. So here on the Erva also you have to cut off. Ma Niyat, what, no? Niyat the Beis HaShechi, the Kula Gufa. It means the hair under the arms, and of the rest of the body also, either where you can't see it, or else if it doesn't have a lot of hair growing in one place. It's not called the Kinos of Sar, it's not a lot of hair growing there. That's what's shot in the Pusik. But for Hilchasa, what's the halacha l'moshe Misinai? Megaleya kidalas. That a mitzvah has to take a haircut and smooth his body like a pumpkin. In other words, l'maisa, he cuts off all the hair of his body. So this is another case that the halacha uproots the Torah. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Bo'ler l'hakev as a mitzvah, when you want to give his haircut and like go around the mitzvah, the halacha is mavir tar al kol b'saroi. You have to take the razor against his whole body. Uketani Sefer says, this is the first time, the first haircut. Uketani Sefer says at the end of the Mishnah, or Vayom HaShri, on the seventh day, when the Mitzvah has to take his second haircut, is Magaleya Tegalachas Shniya, Tegalachas Rishayna. The second haircut is the same type of a haircut it took the first time, which is Mashmi, you have to shave off all the hair of your body. So that's the Pshat the Mishnah saying, Fakert from the Pasuk. This is another case that Shire. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. No, I'll tell you, Kiko Choshev Halocha Oikeves Mikro. Ho Oikeves Midrabonin. Maybe Mitzvah is not called a Shire, because the price is only saying that the Halocha is going against the Pasuk. Over here, Ho oy keves midrabonin hi. Here that it's oikir, like it's not a real halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's only the Mishnah, it's a drasha like midrabonin. So therefore this is not called the good case that you're being oikir, what it says in the Torah. So therefore it could be there's no shia. One of these three cases that the halacha says different than the Torah. It's like uprooting what the Torah said. The Torah says that after you use offer dirt by kisei adam, and halacha refuses anything. But over here, ho oy kevesu my tefesi. Here by mitzvah, it's not uprooting, going against what the Torah says. The Torah we dash is mashma. The haircut has to be on most of the body, but not all the body. And what did the Mishnah say? To give a haircut all over. So you're not going against the Torah. You're only being maisiv, adding on more than the Torah says. So that's not called uprooting. That's why Mitzvah is not included in this brisa. But I call upon him, we don't know what the locher is. Can you use ashes yet, our first shiloh, for the Meisaita? Rav Ashi says like this. Homas nisin mani Rabbi Shmuel. I tell you, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The door is klolia prati. He dashes klala prat. Therefore, kidalas. That's pshan this brisa. That's why if you dash a klal prat, you don't have to shave off all the hair. Only kain haprat. But kidalas.